And this is for any one of the players. You know, a whole new coaching staff basically this year. What kind of role do the grad assistants play, specifically someone like Charles Abuo, who has 14 years experience playing professionally? What kind of impact have they had on your guys' game plan?
I mean, it's great to have people experienced, been through the program. They're kind of like a coach sometimes, which is great. They're great looks for us on scout teams, and be able to play against someone like Charles is great for us players and helps us out a lot.
Yeah, it's been cool having conversations with him, and same with Kyle. Kyle played at Georgia Tech, and just their experience is just totally valuable in circumstances like this, so it's very important.
Yeah, just second what they said. Guys that have been in this tournament before, guys that know what it takes to win at a high level. So super good to have in our corner, and we trust them a lot, and just the whole staff top to bottom is very high level.
Becker.
Greg Wrubell, BYU Sports Network. Dallin, we'll start with you on this maybe. You guys have the kind of depth where you can basically do hockey line changes, five in, five out. Could you speak to the versatility, the depth, the ability to really have almost kind of two different units, mix and match them, what that's meant to the success of the team?
Yeah, I think a huge piece of how we try to approach the game is playing for one another. So on any given night, somebody else could step up and have a huge performance, and we really don't care who it is as long as we get the W at the end of the day. And so that's why you see us able to mesh so well with one another, because we play for the guy next to us and try and make the right play. And ultimately, we feel like that's the best brand of basketball.
Jay Drew, Deseret News in Salt Lake City. Question for Trey and Dallin. When you guys in the old WCC days, if you were facing a program such as Wisconsin, you might have been maybe a little in awe, but how much now has changed since you've played through the Big 12, and are you still in awe of a program like Wisconsin?
I mean, you give them their flowers, their respect as a program, but at the end of the day, it's just a basketball game. We obviously respect all of our opponents, but, like, one of our biggest things that bugged us was when we were going to the Big 12, everyone's like, oh, how do you think you'll do against Kansas? And then we went and smacked them at their place. At the end of the day, we just kind of go play our brand of basketball. So I'm definitely grateful that we get to play such high-level programs, but we're not going to put them on a pedestal. We're going to play them as just another opponent.
Yeah, second what Trey said. It's just same approach every game. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. We want to play our brand of basketball, and we want to execute the game plan against them, and that's what I think it comes down to.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Wisconsin, similar to you guys, they shoot a lot of threes, they score a lot. You guys have won some slugfests down the stretch of the regular season, kind of shootout-type games, 95-90 type final scores. Do those past games add to your confidence to go against another prolific offense like Wisconsin in the tournament, or is it a totally different mindset now?
Ask the shot maker over here.
Yeah, obviously, you know, big wins like that in hostile environments obviously add to our confidence as a group, showing that we can do it no matter who it is and where we're at. So obviously gives us some confidence, and we also know that in March, you know, and being in the second round now, that we have to have that sense of urgency going into this game no matter what it is. But yeah, I mean, this whole season has just built us for this moment, you know, and so we're a completely different team from when we started, and we're going to take everything that we learned in the process and use it in March.
Any other questions?
Let me ask Trey, what's the process as coaches talk about playing your best in March, and players have mentioned that as well. What was the process to get there, do you think, if you could put it into just a few words?
Yeah, just kind of dialing in our recipe, dialing in kind of our pregame routine. It's kind of evolved a little bit, but once we started getting on that win streak, like what Dallin talked about earlier, where we play for our brothers, that's kind of a huge thing. Coach always puts play harder than the guy across the lines from you on every slide. But yeah, really just in a few words, it's just we really got our recipe down. We figured it out. The coaches were humble, changed things, and now we just have a really good system where it's like, okay, here's our prep day. We're going to do this, this, and this. They're going to go look at the film. Next day we come up, we have our coverages and everything that we are listed pregame, and yeah, we're going to be ready.
Okay. For any of you guys who's going to give the most detailed answer, what did you guys do after the win last night? I'm just curious what took place last night after the win, kind of, and when did you turn and start focusing on Wisconsin?
I guess I'll give the most detail. You know, we went back, had a good dinner as a team. Some of the guys went with their families. And we took the time to spend time with people who came out and supported us. Coach is awesome that way. He appreciates family and the importance of that. But then we all just told each other, like, you know, this is great, but we have more work here to do. And so we quickly flipped the page, and we understood that there's more for us to do in this tournament, and everyone has been pretty focused on Wisconsin since that night.
Dallin left out a key detail. We went to the pool right after, got a recovery. Sure. And, yeah.
Yeah, well, we spent some of the night in the jacuzzi with some of the band. People in the band, so kind of an interesting fact.
That's fun. Got to get our bodies
Dawson
right.
Dawson had the most detail.
What was the conversation like?
Conversations were great.
Shout out to
the vibes were really good. Yeah, they were going to go to the zoo today, I think.
The zoo?
And so
there's a zoo? Right
there's there? A zoo somewhere. Yeah. So, yeah, we talked about the zoo, talked about kind of our first time being here and advancing, how long it's been, and kind of enjoyed the moment together in that hot tub. It was great.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing.
Shout out the band.
But definitely got work to do.